Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, we're still discussing the water and the hadith where the Prophet says, do not urinate. However, if you look at the hadith, the Prophet says, do not urinate. So, can I defecate? It's okay for me if I defecate in that water, in the stagnant water. Why? The Prophet said only do not urinate. This in fiqh, it's called qiyasul awla, which is measuring things to whatever is on top of that, in the sense that Allah says in the Quran, do not say to your parents, uff. So someone comes and says, I'm gonna slap my father. Wow, haram, major sin. No, Allah said, don't say uff. Allah said, the least. So by default, what's more than that, it is haram. And not only that, some scholars said, the Prophet said, do not urinate in stagnant water, then wash from it. Therefore, if I urinate in a pot, and I come and I spill the pot in that stagnant water, I did not urinate in it. What kind of thinking is this? Is this applicable? Islam talks to logical people. When it tells you do not urinate, it means do not filth, do not spoil that water so that people can come and drink it or use it or whatever. And that is why the Prophet says in the hadith, ittaqu al-la'inain. Be aware of the two things that cause cursing to come and fall upon you. What are they? The Prophet said, alayhi salam, to urinate or defecate in the path of the people or in their shade. Imagine in a hut, sunny day, you're tired, you're sweating, you want to go to this tree and rest. And when you come, you find traces of people urinating and defecating. What will you do? May Allah curse who did this. And likewise, while walking, you step on something. Who did this? May Allah curse him. So the Prophet is telling you, don't do this. And this indicates that Islam cares a lot about public opinion, cares a lot about the others. It's not me. And the flood comes afterwards. No, it is us as a community that we should take care of these things. Okay, if you have any questions, by each session, mashallah, I'm finding that people are having more and more questions. So this is supposed to be informative, not to be delusional.
Once we say that our urination detriments the wudu, it becomes null and void. If you urinate.
Okay, if you wudu, urinate.
Yes, wudu is...
You have to make wudu.
Wudu. Is,
yes.
And the other side, now suppose, just of late you said in a pool of water, if a child urinates. Now, there's a certain portion of urine is there, minuscule. But then the heart says, can I, there's water, certain portion is there.
Okay.
So how do we, settle
the mind? If you follow your heart, you will be doomed. Because Islam is not following your heart. Islam is following what you see, what you hear, what you sense, what you feel. And that is why I meet people. And I say, why don't you pray behind this imam? He said, wallahi, my heart tells me he's not a good Muslim. Subhanallah. Why are you sitting with this person who's innovator and deviant? My heart tells me he's okay. Why are you dealing in riba? He said, my heart tells me. Islam does not tell you to listen to your heart. Islam tells you to listen to facts. And when I come to judge a pond or a pool of water, I judge it by facts, because even shaitan will come. Even if I have in my house a big tank full of water that I drink from, wash from, etc., after a while shaitan will tell me, how do you know that a mouse did not drown in it and died? My heart tells me, as long as this tank is outside, things might happen to it. I'm not going to use the water. Shaitan comes and says, how do I know that my wife is not cheating? My heart tells me something is wrong. Why? Fear Allah. Your wife is committed to hijab. She prays five times. Everybody knows. I have bad feeling. Yesterday I came into the house and she was calling someone on the phone, and the minute I came in, she said, I'll call you later. So definitely she is having an affair. Okay, she could have been speaking to her mother, to her friend. She might have been speaking to someone you don't like, your sister who you did not speak with for 10 years. She's trying to reconcile between the both of you. Why do you always think negative? My heart is telling me. So this is not the Islamic way of dealing with things. As Muslims, the Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, I do not judge your hearts. I judge what I see. Allah is the only one who judges the hearts. Therefore, the scholar said, a big pool, swimming pool, 6 people, 10 people urinate in it. Do you feel it? Do you taste it? Do you see it? No? You can make wudu and the water is pure. Second question.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Salam.
Shaykh, once it is ascertained that such a thing has been mentioned in the Sahih Hadith, authentic Hadith, then we are supposed to follow it blindly without questioning the logic behind it. Or else there's a possibility that we might be thrown into the hellfire. Like, take for instance, right from a young age, we have been taught that once we step out of the toilet, we have got to say Gufranaka, which means I seek your forgiveness. So why do we have to apologize? Because answering nature's call is something which is a natural phenomenon.
So you're asking about the word Gufranak. Why do we ask for forgiveness and apologize for a call of nature?
Exactly.
No. It has nothing to do with that. When you say Gufranak, you're saying, oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Not because a sin I have done. No, because Allah relieved me from the toxic materials that, if not gone out, would have killed me and poisoned me. Right? So that is why, similarly, when I go out after answering the call of nature, I pray to Allah and say, oh Allah, as you have relieved me from these toxic materials, so I ask your forgiveness to cleanse me from my sins that would burn me in hell. So it has nothing to do of sin. You did not do a sin. This is a blessing. So saying Ghufranak is not because you've sinned. It is a resemblance. As Allah relieved you from the poisonous material in your body, you're saying, oh Allah, also relieve me from the sins that would poison my soul on the hereafter. So I hope this answers it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
If one of my brother is living life not according to Islam and not taking tahara according to Sharia, so what is the rule actually? Is my brother living like a mushrik?
He's not doing his tahara properly?
Yes, correct, according to Sharia.
Now this is something that we have to all know. Allah does not accept prayer without wudu. Allah does not accept prayer of a person who is not in the state of purity. So if your brother or this relative of yours is not in compliance with the Quran and Sunnah, so he does not purify himself, he urinates without washing, without using toilet paper, maybe he does not pray at all, then in this case he's not a Muslim. And that is why we will come to, inshallah, pass by a hadith that deals with purifying yourself from urine when you urinate. But if a person does not pay any attention to the purity, this means that he doesn't pray. And if a person does not pray, he is a kafir. Whether he believes in prayer, or he is lazy, or he doesn't believe in prayer at all, he is a disbeliever. Because the only thing, the only form of worship that the companions all agreed upon, that abandoning is kufr, is prayer. If you don't give zakat, you're a great sinner, but you're a Muslim. If you don't perform hajj, if you don't fast Ramadan, you're still a Muslim, a great sinner. If you do not pray, then you are not a Muslim. And with this, we conclude our session. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.